We're going to talk cricket, and we're not going to talk. This is a cricket match, and it's an annual cricket match that is comes up every year. This is probably the third or fourth year. I might be off on that because I'm at 65. Everything seems to be gaining speed on me. But coming up on June 23rd, it's the annual charity cricket match, which is being held by the Salisbury Cricket Club. And with us, we have David Shillingford with us right now. David, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good. So now, how many years have you been playing this this game now?
You're right. It's the third year.
Okay, well, sometimes everybody accuses me of saying, Marshall, you're 65. That happened 10 years ago. So it's the third year. So, all right. So now, first of all, how did you bring a cricket club to Salisbury?
Good question. In a sense, it was already here. There's a lot of expats from the British Isles and beyond that grew up playing cricket that have, you know, one way and another ended up in the Salisbury Lakeville area, quite a few around Millbrook, and every year people get around the barbecue and talk about playing cricket, and eventually one year it happened, and we decided to do it to raise money for charity, and the town got behind it, and it actually it turned into quite a successful event to our surprise.
Now, this is held at Community Field, which is right behind where Patco is, right?
Correct, yes.
All right, so now, to be honest with you, on Sundays I'm never around, but my setup, when I look at the pictures at your Facebook page, which, by the way, folks, you can go to, if you're a member of Facebook Salisbury Cricket Club, and I see the way you have it set up, it really is impressive.
thank you. I'll give 98% of the credit of that to my wife and to Ben Metcalf, the local paver, who's got a very heavy roller. So he does the pitch, and my wife does everything else, the tents and the kids' games and the merchandise. And it's actually turned into quite an operation.
All right. Well, once again, now, this is coming up on June 23rd, right, this year?
Correct.
All right. Now, what time does it all get started, and how long does it last?
Well, a traditional game of cricket can literally last for days. So the good news is we're playing a shortened version. The players are gonna get going around 10 a.m. But I would say that for the spectators and for the kids' games and things, things really get going around 11 a.m. And we'll probably play all the way through until 4 p.m. And there's normally some hangers-on by the time we're finishing up.
Now, is there food available and stuff like that at the site as well?
Yep. There's food, Salisbury Cricket Club merchandise, hats and cricket caps and things like that, and lots of games for the kids to play. Kind of the sort of traditional English fate games that have been tried and tested over literally centuries, and the kids love those.
We're speaking with David Shillingford, the Salisbury Cricket Club. Once again, their annual charity cricket match is on June 23rd, beginning at 10 o'clock at Community Field behind Patco. Now, is there traditional cricket food? Is it like, you know, like the NFL? There's a, you know, when people go to NFL matches, they bring food. And, of course, in American in baseball, of course, they have food at the park. But is there traditional food items or drink items that are brought to a cricket match?
Well, you know, I think if there were such a thing as traditional cricket fare, it might be sort of something like cucumber sandwiches, but we're actually having burgers, so we're not being very traditional there, but that's maybe next year.
So let's talk a little bit. How much does it cost to go, and how do you raise funds? I mean, what does the food cost and stuff like that?
Yeah, so there's no cost to attend the event. The way that we raise money is primarily through sponsorship and underwriting. So there's a list of those companies on our Facebook page. The players actually end up, each of them, donating a fair amount, and then we're raising a little bit of money from the kids' games and from the food and from selling merchandise. Last year we were a little bit under $5,000 that we raised for the charities.
All right, so now, who's your charity this year? Is it already pre-selected out?
Yes, so we this year we're raising money for the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service and for the Jane Lloyd Fund.
Well, that's terrific. That's terrific. How has attendance been over now? This is going to be the third year. Was it kind of difficult the first year, or did it pick up right away?
Yeah, I think the first year was a little thin. It was mainly the players and people who knew the players. Last year, it picked up significantly. I think people had sort of the word had started to spread, and we were surprised actually by the number of people that showed up over the course of the day, and so we're optimistic, fingers crossed for the weather, that we'll have even more this year.
Community Field is a great field, and you mentioned something, I think, which is probably important, which most people don't realize, is that Bernie Metcalf, they come out there and they really push down the grass, so it is a nice, flat, as hard a surface as you can get, right?
Yeah. Without Ben Metcalf and his roller, I think we'd be in trouble. We're not necessarily in the prime of our cricket playing careers. So any help we can get is a good thing. Yes, the ball is supposed to bounce before it gets to the batsman, unlike baseball.
So you know what's interesting about this, I think, and I think while you're, do you put signs up when you're playing outside of Community Field so people on the road can see what's going on?
Well, yeah, there are signs on the road just to catch the passerby who wonders why there would be a sign up saying cricket this way. So we do get a few walk-ins.
Well, I would think you would, because I think that's one of the things that's so great about here. One weekend you can go, you can drive through our area, you can see the Morris dancers, and another weekend you can go by and you can drive by and you can see cricket being played. These are not things that happen every day in the everyday world around here.
That's true.
Now, how do you guys stay in practice? I mean, do you just play once a year? Do you just play once
a
year?
There's a short answer to that, and it's we don't.
I was going to say there's not many cricket clubs around here.
Right. We've I think the first year we played, the youngest player was 18. The oldest was just tipping 70. And I would say they were probably the best two players. So you never know.
It definitely I've seen coverage in the newspapers on it, and I've talked to people that have attended it. It is a fun event, though.
It is. It's fun for those who've grown up playing cricket because they love the game, and it's fun for people who've never seen the game before because it does take a little bit of explaining.
It's funny. We have Arjun Singh on, and Arjun is on a weekly basis. He's from Jaisalmer, India. And he is a huge cricket fan. I mean, if you want to talk about being a huge baseball fan, I mean, in India, this is, life or death when they go to tournaments.
Right. Yeah. Imagine if there was nothing but baseball in the U.S.
That's right.
Somewhat similar.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Once again, it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, goes throughout the day, so people can saunter in and out as they want.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's a great idea, and I think it's when you raise $5,000, that goes to a charity for something like this. I think it makes it even more impressive, and especially this year, the Salisbury Ambulance Squad, and also very important, the Jane Lloyd Fund, as they are two great charities. Well, all I can say is good luck. I hope the weather holds, and I think it will for you that day, and have fun, and we hope as many people as possible turn out to support you.
Very good. Thank you very much, Marshall.
You're welcome. That is the Salisbury Cricket Club. And once again, you can find them on Facebook, Salisbury Cricket Club. Salisbury Cricket Club is very easy to find on Facebook. And at Salisbury Cricket, they're a nonprofit organization. And I think if you want more information, 917-553-7990.